You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to my friend Kevin Epling, co-founder of Bully Police USA. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
I am doing well, Cheryl. How are you tonight?
I am doing well. I'm not sure about your day yesterday after some legislation, anti-bullying legislation, came out of a committee yesterday. It keeps on getting pared down farther and farther.
Yeah, we keep getting to the point that it keeps getting reduced and reduced, and where we actually should be as a society, putting more back into it, especially when we have a governor who's actually called for a comprehensive anti-bullying bill to be passed by this legislature. And, you know, we come out of a committee that, thankfully that Senator Jones had called, but they've stripped some other language out of it, and it's not exactly what I think we all want or what we need, but we need to keep moving forward.
Well, and I guess at this point, that's what you hold on to, is we have something to at least move forward with. But the last time we talked, you had told me about how many pages the bill started and where it has come down to now. That just gives us an indication, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I think if anybody wants to go and look on the Michigan legislature site, and they just put in the search in the legislature section for bills on bullying, they're going to have six bills, and four of these are kind of carbon copies of each other, but two are the reduced form, which is Senate Bill 137 and 4163, which is about two pages, and then Senate Bill 45 and House Bill 4173, which are close to seven pages. So I think that's, in layman's terms, seven pages may be seen as more comprehensive than two pages.
Well, and what do these two pages say? I mean, because that's what we're working with right now, if I'm getting the gist of that, is these two pages. What do these two pages actually tell us?
In a nutshell, it is going to require that every school district have a policy, that they open this up. They have to have an open meeting about this policy for the school district. Then once they have that, they have to submit that policy to the Department of Education so that they will have that. And then it has definitions for the school about at school what bullying harassment is, and also a small section about the telecommunications use. Just some very brief definitions, but not some of the reporting guidelines, working with local law enforcement, engaging parents in the discussion, not some of those things that were in the full version.
Does this do anything? I'm not trying to be negative, but does this do anything in terms of what you were looking for with Matt's Law?
Well, it does in the short term. One thing that we have to look at is that it for the first time requires schools to have a policy. That's a plus. Right now we have a model policy, and it's only suggested that schools have a policy about bullying and harassment. Now we will have a law that says you must have a policy on bullying and harassment for your school, you know, catered to what you need in your school. The other two things are, one, it has to involve the parents, and it has to disseminate that policy to the populace of the school, and that means to the parents, to the grandparents, to the students themselves. I've had so many calls over the years of parents when they go in with a problem, they ask for the policy, and of course no one has a policy, no one knows who to get it from. And lastly, for me, and what this does, it makes every school submit their policy to the State Board of Education. We don't have a handle on how many schools in our state have effective policies or any policy whatsoever, and this would give us the first time to have kind of a broad stroke of who has policies and what are good policies. And that's great for, like, neighboring school districts. For the first time can actually go and say, I need to see your policy. And they'll have it. And that is going to be helpful for teachers and educators alike.
Well, now that it's come out of this committee, and it was a unanimous 4-0 vote of the Senate Judiciary Committee, are you in hopes that it can be ramped up a bit as it goes through the process more? I mean, this,
well,
go ahead.
That has to be the hope, Cheryl, because when Even in the committee, Senator Biden actually tried to add an amendment for reporting, which was voted down. He tried to add another line or amendment for enumerating the bill for all the categories. That was voted down. So as we kind of move into the floor session, before this is voted on, all lawmakers will have the opportunity to add their own amendments. And I would love to see things being added and not any senator try to take even more out of the bill. There's nothing really left. And we're at a point that our schools were asked in 2001 to develop policies. Schools are just now, really in the last 2 years, getting on board with this. They've had 5 years to read the model policy, which was passed in 2006. We're ready to go. Our schools, I don't feel, need, you know, a few more years to get this done, or even a few more months. They should be able to really kind of turn the switch, use the model policy, and begin to move forward.
Well, and I found it ironic all over the news today, the case in Massachusetts of a young girl, a teenager, who killed herself after a bullying incident, and there were six teenagers involved, and they you know, received probation. And I thought, boy, these are stories that are happening everywhere, and you know all too well about this with your son, Matt. And it has to be so extraordinarily frustrating for you to go through this process and to keep bumping up against these same walls.
Well, it is, because I think there's the biggest problem that I have found personally over my last 7 years of being, you know, in the trenches on this, which it really is, it's a war zone that our kids are living in, is that the main problem with anti-bullying today are the adults. It is the adults who don't want to change the way they think about bullying. It's the adults who don't want to change the way things have always been. And we need to change that attitude. And that's why I'm a big proponent of making sure that the children are doing the right thing and empowering them to do what is in the best interest of their school. And I think what we've seen with over the years, even in Matt's case, it's kids being kids, law enforcement, parents, schools don't treat it as violence. And it really is violence in our schools. It's the undercurrent of a lot of problems in our schools. You know, in a Virginia University study a few years ago showed that even though overall school violence has gone down since Columbine, the rates of actual bullying have gone dramatically up because people don't correlate bullying with violence.
Well, and in some remarks that you've made, you've talked about it's not this current legislation is not comprehensive, or what we're dealing with now, and kind of leaving it up for someone else to take care of this and let parents jump in too, and it needs more teeth, it seems.
It does, because a lot of this is now what parents have always had. They've had to bear the brunt of this, and one thing we really wanted in a piece of legislation was something that kind of held the administrator's feet to the fire to say this is right now the number one topic in the nation for schools. You have to be addressing this, and here are the different ways you can address this. And when we start taking out all of the suggestions, which some of the schools see as mandates, we lose the teeth. We lose the educational opportunity, not only for the students, but the adults that I talked about. So, you know, there are all these factors. It's not just, you know, Jimmy hitting Susie or pulling her hair. It goes way beyond that, especially with the use of technology, which the bill touches on. For things used by the school. And there are actually two other cyberbullying bills that will affect all of us that are also in play.
Well, I'm thinking, as we've talked before, people need to get involved, call their legislators. It's not too late for that. And students, speak up at your schools and talk to folks as well. Kevin, I'll continue to follow this with you. Thank you for being willing to come on and talk about it as often as you do.
Anytime, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Kevin Epling, who is co-founder of the Bully Police USA, talking about legislation making its way through the Senate. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.